Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
That beginning July 1, 2025, all TDT revenues are available to counties for any public purpose rather than being limited to the current authorized uses of TDT. And all tourist development councils are dissolved as of 12/31/25. Then beginning in 2026, a credit against county ad valorem taxes is to be applied to property tax bills that in total equal the prior year's TDT collections minus any revenue needed for debt service or to continue any contract in effect on July 1, 2025.
This is Representative Wyman Duggan, who is the Speaker Pro Tem in the House of Representatives in Tallahassee. This is talking about HB 1221. There's another bill, HB 733, both of which would lay waste to the tourism development tax, tourism development councils, the opportunity to have entities like Visit Pensacola, which, of course, we have here in this area, which are pretty vital to promoting tourism for our area. Joining us now, we have the CEO and president of Visit Pensacola, Darren Schaefer. Darren, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate being on today.
Absolutely. Saw some of your comments on Channel 3 yesterday. When I saw the email that came out from both Pensacola Sports and from your entity, Visit Pensacola, yesterday, I thought, oh, we'll definitely need to have it, Darren, on today. You're the closest to this. This has kind of come up a bit suddenly. But why don't you tell people, you know, what these bills would do, which is a lot, and why we should be concerned about it?
Sure. When TDT was originally put into statute, it was basically a self-taxing measure that was approved and encouraged by the lodging community, by the hotels to say, listen, we'll shoulder the burden of this tax just on lodging as long as it's reinvested into tourism promotion and development. Pretty straightforward. And as a result, Florida's economy has been one of the strongest, led by tourism, a very clean industry. And we've just had continued success. We're the number one domestic destination as a state in the United States. So it has been very successful. These two bills would unravel all of that work, and the impact of that would be devastating, from loss of jobs, loss of businesses locally, and the fact that the amount of taxes that tourism generates outside of just the tourism development tax, local option sales tax as well, all that would start to drop.
You know, the TDT, or the bed tax, as we call it, which is in Escambia County, is 5%. You know, there's 5 cents in every dollar goes into this, some of which, I guess, has been voted in by the legislature, some of which has been voted in by us, some of which has been voted in just by the Board of County Commissioners. But in any case, 5 cents, that's what goes before the Tourism Development Council. They approve it for tourism-related purposes, everything from beach renourishment to this athletic field renovation up on 9 Mile to possibly the Chappie James Monument. Like, all kinds of things come from TDT. And it's like $22 million a year. It's a lot of money, funded primarily by people who visit here. You know, people come here from elsewhere. And, of course, if you stay on the beach, you pay it too. But people come here from elsewhere, and they pay this tax, which then goes to promote. You know, we basically charge visitors a fee in order to advertise to people to come become visitors here. Like, it's kind of a genius system. And as you say, once they're here, they're buying other stuff, which spins off into local option sales tax, which builds infrastructure, which is another way of us making money off of our visitors, in addition to all of the jobs and the economic activity that goes on. So it's kind of an amazing system. The proposal here is to get rid of, where did this come from? Like, who's proposing that the tourism capital of the country get rid of a funding mechanism built around tourism promotion and collection?
Well, Bill 1221 was brought forward by Representative Monique Miller, who's a new representative in the 2024 elections, and she is out on the East Coast kind of just east of Osceola County. Central Florida. And the how and the why, I'm not really sure. If the motivation originally was, hey, this is a tax and it should come up for review by residents. And the original idea is we do that every 8 years. Mm-hmm. And since then, now they've added this amendment that not only puts it up for a referendum, but then totally changes the purpose and the use of this tax. It's kind of like, I'm not sure I've seen this where it's like, okay, we're going to put this into place and we're going to use it for a certain reason. And then down the road, someone just says, no, I think we should spend it on something completely different and still make it the responsibility of the lodging industry to shoulder that burden of the tax collection and part of their bill, but we won't use it for what its intended purpose was.
Yeah, I agree. It's a bait and switch. Right. The whole idea of it right now is it can only go for very specific purposes. And as I read the bill, at least most of it, it removes all the restrictions. So you can just use it for roads. You can use it for public safety. You can use it for, salaries of bus drivers. You can, as I read it, you can use it for anything. In fact, they're talking about this as being an offset for property tax reductions. It's nuts. That's why I can't figure out where it's coming from exactly. We're talking to Darren Schaefer from Visit Pensacola. Hang out for just a second, Darren. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Just seeing some slowdowns on I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29 through that construction zone. About a 15 to 20-minute delay there. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're 64 turning 65 or you're retiring and you have questions about Medicare and you want to understand it better, Ricky Stewart is the person to call. Her whole family does insurance. She does this one, Slice, Advantage, Supplement, Prescription Drugs, Medicaid. Does that apply to you? I know it's a kind of a scary thing to change over healthcare, but she has answers to the questions that you have because she's helped a lot of our other listeners deal with this stuff, and she's a sweetheart. You're going to love her. Give her a call today, 341-2185, or look her up online, either Insured by Ricky or Ricky Stewart Insurance, 341-2185. Back to Darren Schaefer from Visit Pensacola. Darren, it just strikes me as profoundly nuts, this proposal. But what I can't figure out is why it seems to have legs. Like, doesn't everybody realize this is a terrible idea? Especially the tourism-related counties, which is all of them, almost?
Well, it would seem to be pretty common sense. I know that HB 7033 is tied up with other things, and that's a pretty smart way to move something that kind of stinks along with things that other people think are good. So, down the road, you hope that those stinky things are parceled out. But, what I hear in some of these responses is it's a yes for now, or it's a yes for today. And that's how some of these things move forward.
Yeah.
I was looking at, the idea that, okay, they want to take this and totally change the purpose of what it was brought into. So it's kind of like a lie then from the get-go. We're going to do this, but down the road, we're going to change this. And the idea is if it's going to offset property tax, I was just trying to pull numbers for Escambia County. And for this fiscal year, the county's budgeted $20.5 million in tourism development tax collections. That is double what it was from 2020. We have as an industry locally grown the TDT collections, and that's a great success. However, there's like 131,000 housing units. So if you take that 20.5 million and divide it by 131,000 housing units on property tax on average, the savings is $156. So is that on average what you would see as a tax break on your property tax is $156? But the counter to that is based on what visitors do when they get here. And we're talking about not only TDT, but the local option sales tax that they spend, the other taxes that visitors generate, saves the average household $513 a year. That if we didn't have tourism, if we didn't have the visitors coming in, bringing money from outside the county in, every household would have to pay $513 more in property taxes just to maintain the current level of services.
What if somebody says, Darren, I get it. What if somebody says, okay, look, Darren, You've been doing great at marketing Pensacola. People are coming here. The airlines are always expanding. We're building a bigger airport. We're, you know, always adding new lines. The wait to the beach is longer every year. The number of cars throughputted at the Toll Plaza is greater every year. You've done your job. We don't need to keep funding advertising. We don't need to keep funding marketing. We have enough. Quit it already. We're going to be just fine. We're on a great path. Just let it glide, baby. You don't really need this money. What's your answer to that?
The glide will be on a downward spiral. So we can do that. And we can go back, come back in a few years and go, oh, boy, that was a bad idea. But I don't need to do that. I've seen this happen in other states that have thought that they're just so popular, and Colorado is a great example. Oh, everybody comes here to go skiing in the mountains and, the great outdoors. But when they cut their Department of Tourism, they just fell off the map. And it wasn't too much longer that they restored all the funding, but then they had to dig out of a hole. Right now, Florida is the number one domestic destination. But I can tell you, you know who really likes this bill? California. Loves this bill. Other states, other competitors would love to see the tourism economy in Florida fall apart through this measure so that they can just have a much stronger voice. I mean, people go where they're invited.
Yeah.
And you don't necessarily go where you're not invited. And there's a lot of places, for the target customers that we talk to that are inviting them. And all of a sudden, if we don't have that voice, people will go where they're invited.
Well, we know advertising works. I mean, marketing works. I make a living on the basis of the idea that advertising works. And, if I'm a car company, my greatest goal in life is that the other car companies stop talking. If they would stop buying advertising, it would be good for me. And it's the same thing, in my opinion, it's the same thing here. People need to be reminded. People need to have you're reminding people they want to take a vacation, and then you're reminding them of the great experience they had previously or that they could have in a place that they've not come to before in Pensacola. I agree with you. The worry is that we would decline and fall, and then there's this cascade of problems that come from that. And again, it's kind of a genius system because we literally make the consumers pay the tax that pays to market to the consumers to come here. Like, it's, I don't know, it's genius. And that's why, but I wanted to give you the chance to answer because, the effects could be genuinely catastrophic for a place that is very dependent on the tourism economy. Any last words on this? What do you want us to do? Because again, I just have a hard time believing that this could work in Florida, that this could possibly pass. But I think, we're all pretty concerned that might happen. Darren, what do you want us to do? How can we stop it?
So I think what's most important is that the voice of the tourism industry, but more importantly, the voice of our residents who care about the strength of our local economy, because tourism is such a big part of that. I mean, 18,700 jobs here in Escambia County rely on tourism in some way or form. So sending a note to our representatives is great, but neither of our representatives have endorsed these bills at this point.
Right.
So, but letting them know how important tourism is and that we have a system that works and works great. Why would you try to fix something that works, right? It's certainly not broken. But, if you have time to drop a note to Monique Miller, the representative signed this bill, that would even be better, because she has to understand how negative this bill is and how devastating it would be throughout the state of Florida.
Yeah, something simple like please stop trying to kill our county's economy, would be okay. And by the way, I don't really mind the renewal concept, because I think the taxpayers ought to be in charge of the taxes, and I think that this would continue to pass overwhelmingly every time, and it would be incumbent upon people who want to impose a tax to make the case for the tax. I don't mind that. 8 years is a little bit short. 10 years might make more sense, like we do with LOST, but that's not the real problem part. It's the other parts that are the real problem, in my opinion, just like yours. Darren Schaefer, he is the CEO and the president of Visit Pensacola. Darren, thanks as always for explaining this to our folks, and thanks for being on the show. I always appreciate it. And thanks for helping us generate revenue by bringing people here to enjoy our beautiful places.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for the time.
Absolutely. 825 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29. Still seeing about a 15 to 20 minute delay through that construction zone due to an earlier accident. And also, if you're going 98 westbound approaching Gulf Breeze, you're going to experience about a 15 to 20 minute delay trying to get into Gulf Breeze. Just congestion traffic associated there. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home and trying to decide what to do in that regard, or just you have a question. You know, one of the things I love about Christina Leavenworth is she always says, I just love to talk to people, love to meet people, love to nerd out on real estate. And so if people have a question, even it might seem like a silly question. I mean, it could be, you know, I know she likes to talk about solar panels. And maybe you're thinking about having them on your house. Call her, talk to her. Because, you know, what you're thinking ultimately about is resale value of the home, right? And she has very clear opinions about solar panels. And she'll give you the perspective not of the solar panel salesperson, but of the realtor who's going to maybe eventually have to try to sell your house and then you try to get your investment out of it if that's possible. And that's the point is she just loves to talk to people about these things. So whatever the question is about real estate, give her a call. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
It will be a beautiful day in the neighborhood on Saturday, April 26th, when WSRE hosts Be My Neighbor Day. Bring the kids from 10 to 2 to the WSRE Amos studio, where they'll meet Daniel Tiger and enjoy free family fun focused on early learning, health, and safety, and the neighborly values of Mr. Rogers. Visit WSRE.org/events to learn more. Sponsored in part by the Florida Prepaid College Board, State Farm, covering Florida, and the Lastinger Center for Learning at the University of Florida.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Darrell's Sewing of Pensacola. Darrell's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call him today, 850-438-5444. Darrell's Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, Aaron, where are you? Where is Aaron right now?
Present 825 or 828 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Vice President J.D. Vance says it was pretty crazy that his brief meeting with Pope Francis on Easter Sunday came just hours before the Pope's death. Vance is in India now. He tells reporters that Francis disagreed with some Trump administration policies.
He also
policies.
Had a lot of agreements with some of the policies of our administration. I'm not going to soil the man's legacy by talking about politics. I think he was a great Christian pastor, and that's how I choose to remember the Holy Father.
And Vance also expressed his confidence in Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and said a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia could come soon. The body of Pope Francis, now lying in state in the Vatican, 20,000 people filled St. Peter's Square to witness his body being carried to St. Peter's Basilica yesterday. He'll lie in state for 3 days. His funeral is set for Saturday. The DEA would like you to get rid of your leftover drugs, Andrew. This Saturday is National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. They sponsor sites across the country for disposal of unused prescription drugs. I believe you can take them to most pharmacies, have a drop-off box. And
I'll be carrying my leftover oxycodone on me when I'm driving at 3:24 in the afternoon to take the pill.
It's always a good idea, right?
Always announce you're carrying the leftover drugs to the disposal unit.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. You know, it's kind of funny. I get this criticism occasionally. People will say, I've got somebody I'm texting with right now that, you know, Andrew, you're not a conservative anymore. You're criticizing this Gulf of Mexico thing, the Gulf of America thing. You're a liberal and all these things. I'm like, so what exact policy is it of mine that makes me a liberal? Is it because I disagree with Trump? Because, you know, it's possible to disagree with Trump because you're not a conservative. It is also possible to disagree with Trump precisely because you're a conservative. You know, everybody who disagrees with Trump is a rhino. No, there are a lot of people who disagree with him on some things precisely because of our core values.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. The body of Pope Francis carried into St. Peter's Basilica for 3 days of public viewing before his Vatican funeral Saturday. Vice President J.D. Vance in India on word that the U.S. is proposing Russia and Ukraine freeze the front lines for a peace deal.
The Ukrainians and the Russians are both going to have to give up some of the territory they currently own. There's going to have to be some territorial swaps. So I wouldn't say the exact lines, but we want the killing to stop.
And wildfire in the most densely populated state, New Jersey, threatens over 1,000 homes in Ocean County, but the Garden State Parkway reopened.
A lot of smoke in the air. You can definitely smell it. There's a lot of ash falling out of the sky.
Joe Campagna worried about the alpacas on the farm where he works. It's under investigation. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got a beautiful morning. It is partly cloudy. We've got 72 degrees right now in Pensacola. Well, if you're headed out towards the beach, take a look at that iconic sailfish sign. It's now been updated to reflect the new Gulf of America name. The sign says, drive east along the Gulf of America, America in red, white, and blue. The changes were made in accordance with the executive order changing the Gulf's name earlier this year. The Senate Ethics and Elections Committee didn't hear from PSC board appointee Dr. Joel Rudman yesterday, that despite him saying he planned to attend the confirmation hearing, he apparently changed his mind and decided to resign from the board.
It turns out that Dr. Rudman is the one who has not been revealed. He decided toward the end of the week last week, just before the weekend, to announce that he would not, that he had declined to appear before the committee. And apparently he left the country.
That is State Senator and Committee Chairman Don Gates. That comes after Rudman claimed he had a list of legislators in the Florida House that were drug users, which he said he could reveal depending on how the confirmation hearings went. In an online video, Gates said Rudman sent his office the resignation message late last week. Perdido Key Area Chamber of Commerce is donating to the Escambia Sheriff's Foundation Blazer Academy.
In celebration of International Women's Month, the Perdido Key Area Chamber of Commerce is contributing an annual charitable donation to a local nonprofit that exemplifies leadership, empowerment, and community service. This year, the Perdido Key Area Chamber of Commerce Women Mean Business Committee selected the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation Blazer Academy to receive a $500 donation in support of its impactful youth development programming. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thanks, Chris. Florida is paying tribute to Pope Francis. The governor announcing yesterday flags will remain at half staff until Francis is laid to rest this Saturday. The governor says it's a mark of respect that will affect all local and state buildings, installations, and grounds throughout Florida. Liliana Bozar, an 11-year-old girl from Navarre, is raising money for a specialized bed to accommodate her unique needs. She's the only person known to have both Williams syndrome and Rett syndrome. These conditions have led to significant developmental challenges for Liliana. That includes the loss of motor skills and difficulty in daily functions.
She was 3 years old, and then she started regressing. So she used to walk, run, use both hands, talk. She had 60 words, and then it kind of just started going from there.
And despite being mobile with some support, she has trouble using a standard hospital bed safely. Her family is trying to get a cubby bed with safety features, but so far their insurance claims have been denied. Her church organized a sneaker collection fundraiser, which has raised $1,800 so far on that. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. And right now, let's get a look at our Traffic on the Fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Just had an accident that just happened, a vehicle crash with roadblock on 87. If you're headed northbound on 87 toward toward I-10, you're going to see the northbound turn lane is blocked there, so just be aware of that. Still seeing some delays on I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29. Maybe a 10 to 12-minute delay associated with that, but other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
There will be a small chance of rain this afternoon, most of us staying nice and cloudy. Highs today reaching the upper 70s to low 80s. Overnight tonight staying into the upper 60s. Heading into your Thursday, we are going to be looking at some nice weather with a little more sunshine in the afternoon. Temperatures warming up near the upper 70s and low 80s again. Overnight on Thursday, temperatures dropping back near 69. Going into Friday, mostly sunny skies, high near 80 degrees and low Friday night near 69. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now it's 72 degrees in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze and Milton. Your next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime it happens.
Gathering at Pensacola Beach is a wonderful family experience. If you've thought about having a family celebration or an amazing beach wedding, there is a very special home now available, Casa de Luna. Casa de Luna is spacious with room for large families. It has 9 large bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. The pool has a new 4,000 BTU gas heater. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another has a jacuzzi tub. There is a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855.
It's spring at Anderson Subaru, the perfect time to refresh your ride. With 3.9% for 63 months on 2025 Subaru Outback models, or get 3.9% for 48 months on 2025 Forester models and 2025 Crosstrek models. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
You've built up the equity in your home. Now, a home equity line of credit from PinAir Credit Union can help you put it to great use. So build something incredible, like a backyard oasis or new walk-in shower. Invest in something special, like education or your business. Or just replace your roof. Boring, but important. Whatever you need, a home equity line of credit from PinAir is ready and waiting. And since there's no annual fee and no closing costs, a PinAir home equity line is always a perfect fit. Get started at PinAir.org/HELOC. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
You feel like a grown-up?
Was this a trick question?
That's my question for the day. 437-1620. I was thinking about this earlier. I saw some post on Facebook and somebody made the comment that, you know, I'm 53 and I did not feel like a grown-up even yet. So that's my question. 437-1620. 437-1620. Do you feel like a grown-up? I'm 54. John is 52, 51. Oh, why are you frowny face me?
Because don't... old right, whatever, me more, you know. Made me more
okay,
older.
So he's 51, a very youthful and spry 51.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
John, do you feel like a grown-up?
No. I mean, I'm just going to be honest with
you're
you,
you're a dad. You got how many kids?
Two.
Yeah, so those, you're, yeah. You know, I mean, by you have a home, you have a car, you have a job, you have kids.
Yeah, but...
I mean, by most objective measures, you know.
That's objective, yeah, subjective.
But you don't feel like a grown-up?
No.
All right. Why Meg, not? Do you feel like a grown-up?
It depends.
I won't ask you your age. It's impolite to say.
Oh, careful
29.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It depends
more
on
than
the
29,
hour.
Right?
Yeah, well, okay. 29. Depends on the hour.
Depends.
With you guys, I'm not so sure.
You don't feel so much like it when you're around us. Well, we
correct.
Have that effect.
Yes, you have that effect on people, but yeah.
We
but I'm
do?
Young at heart. I would so, say I'm young at heart.
No, this is almost not a frivolous question. This is a semi-serious question. Is I don't know what adulting is supposed to feel like. But I didn't think it would feel like this. Exactly.
Well, isn't there a difference between adult, like being grown up and being like mature?
Oh,
there's being mature, well, and then you're responsible for everything. But then there's having fun like a kid. Like I'm a kid at heart, but I can still behave maturely in certain situations.
Here's the one for me. Here's where it comes down for me. Is I remember when I was, I don't know, pick a date. 15, I was 20, I was mm-hmm. 25. And I'd see a 50-year-old. And I thought, well, that's an adult. Mm. You know, that's a citizen. That's a responsible person. That's a, you know, a person you defer to. That's a, you know, a person who's in charge. You know, a person who handles authority. A person who knows how to delegate, you know, and say the right things. And now that I am, I don't feel like any of that's true.
Well, they call that denial.
that's awesome.
Because that's what I'm in. I was at a that's group awesome. Of people, young women yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of them, they were talking, and one of them came, she goes, yes, ma'am.
Oh,
yes,
God.
Yes, ma'am.
Stop
I'm
it.
Like, oh, stop. Don't call me ma'am. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you ma'am. But I mean, you are. And she got all tongue-tied because she wanted to say, you are older. And I was like, oh, gosh.
Well, I feel like when you're a kid, you impute, you know, you assign, you feel like there's this authority weightiness that mm-hmm. sort of the older people have. And then when they tell you what to do, you're like, yeah, okay. You know, and even when you break the rules, you break them by trying to do it secretly. You know, you honor the authority in the violation, right? And you thought, how did you think about adults when you were a kid? Well, they're adults. They know what they're doing. They got it, you know, and then now that I'm in it, I'm like, man, we don't know nothing. I mean, I have a few more years of experience.
Mm-hmm.
But that whatever feeling of authority I granted them as a kid, I definitely don't feel like I have that as a me. And, you know, I mean, I go on the radio and I tell people what I think all day long and whatever. But it's just, I don't know, it's not the same. I don't, and I'm curious if anybody else feels like they're grown up. 437-1620. John, you look like you have secondary thoughts here.
I'm just asking, did this come up in your counseling session or something? Because I'm worried about
therapy
you,
therapy is life and life is show prep, okay? So
that
don't ask
true.
Too many questions.
You're right.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I used to look
only,
at people.
I don't pay for my counseling and get it free from my wife and God. So, no, I don't do
but
that.
I would look at seniors like they were ancient.
Yeah, right.
And I never gave them credit for all the experience they had and living
well,
life and
too.
Stuff because I was like, oh, my God, my mother, she can't open the pickle jar. Please.
Uh-huh. You know, so, how could that be a thing that
right.
reasonable people would struggle with?
Oh,
right.
Yeah. So now I can't open the pickle jar.
That's not your fault. That's because they've made it tighter in discrimination against us. That's exactly right.
My perspective has changed. But now I look at older people with a twinkle in their eyes and I get it.
Yeah.
Because they're not old. They've just lived longer, mm-hmm. but they're still young at heart. I don't think, I'm totally in denial about my age. So.
Yeah, I am too. I used to say, because I actually do look relatively young, I used to say, well, I could still go be an undercover cop in high school. That has passed. That is no longer true. But for a while, my opening line when I taught classes at university and college was always, you know, my name, and yes, mm-hmm. I'm old enough to teach this class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's how I used to always start class, and they'd always chuckle because it didn't look like that was possible.
I know.
4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Let's see. Somebody says 47 here. Paul says I'm 47 here and I do not feel like a grown-up, but I do feel old. Well, that's not fair.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be allowed to feel old without also at least getting the benefit of the, you know, the reverence and the authority and the respect. And
well
Andrew,
think...
you choose to wear cargo shorts though. Yeah, I know. Okay, fine. You know, whatever.
I do think that older is younger today than it was.
Stop
years
looking at
ago.
my shorts, John.
I'm trying to figure out if you
Go ahead. Meg,
oh my
sorry.
God. No, it's okay. I was just gonna say, I think older today is younger, though. I think we're more active than our parents maybe were.
We live longer.
I think we live longer.
We don't look like Archie and Edith. That's right.
I mean, yeah. I really do think that we are. I'm totally in denial, but I really do think that we are younger.
The more you talk, the less true it seems. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John,
brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Got an accident that just popped up on West Fairfield Drive and North 61st Avenue. The road is blocked there. Starting to see some delays on Fairfield. Also, Highway 87, if you're approaching I-10 from 87 northbound, you can see some delays associated with that. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, still seeing about a 10 to 12 minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you're considering that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a fabulous selection of good quality cars, but also they're a great source of input and advice. You know, like what cars sell well, what resell well, what hold their value, what features do people like or gripe about? You know, that's a great question to ask them, because you don't think about how when a generation, like you may have loved the generation before, but this one has new features or they got rid of things that people like and you're like, oh, I don't like that anymore. That's the kind of thing, having seen hundreds, even thousands of cars, that they can tell you about. What are the tariffs doing to the price of cars? They deal in used cars, but how does that affect it? Is it affecting it? I don't know. Ask them. Okay, think of them as a resource. You want a Carfax run for a car, call them. They'll run it for you for free. Why? Because they can be a resource, even if you're not buying a car from them. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Okay, back to the question of the day, frivolous topic, which is, what's your age? Do you feel like an adult? Because I will tell you that, and by the way, maybe it's being a parent. Because nothing will remind you of your inadequacies like being a parent. Oh, man. I thought I knew parenting for sure when I was 25 or 30. Now, having raised three boys, I don't know how much I know. I mean, you know, but you don't know. And, you know, nothing will expose your inability to solve problems like raising kids. Oh, my goodness. It's crazy. John, you
No, I'm just agreeing. Yeah, I'm just.
You know, anyway, so let's see. Somebody says, I play an adult in life, but at 38, truly, I don't feel like an adult. 38. Kids. Anyway, somebody says, let's see, I am 66. In the words of Jimmy Buffett, I'm growing older, not up. Another listener here says, I'm turning 65 in June. I still think I'm young, but my body feels every year I've been alive.
Yes.
And John at 51 is still young.
Mm-hmm.
Youngster. Very. Whippersnapper.
Yeah. I know,
ankle
right?
Biter. let's see. Carla writes, at the ripe old age of 75 and a half, just like a kid, that half must be mentioned. I definitely do not feel grown up, and my sense of responsibility could also be questioned. 437-1620. I do not feel like an adult. I'm 80.
Yay, well, good for you.
is it even a good thing to feel like? I guess.
I think it's great if you, as you get older, you feel younger because you know, when you're a kid, you're excited about life and you're doing all those things. And then we get into our middle age and we get tired. But then when you get a little bit past that, all of a sudden you're like, yeah, I'm alive. This is great. And then you get a chance to like reignite to life again.
Plus, you're grateful for it.
Yeah.
Like you're not when you're a kid.
Yeah.
You know, you're
sort
entitled
of appreciate
to when you're a kid.
It.
You're grateful for it when you're
because
older.
Because your responsibilities tend to lessen as you get older and you get into retirement and stuff. So then it's like, hey, this is great.
We have a listener here. The question of the day is, do you feel like an adult? At what age? At 69, somebody says, no, I don't see myself as the man my father was. Let's see. As a kid, I wanted to be a grown-up so I could eat all the ice cream I wanted to. Now that I'm grown up, I have to pay for all that ice cream. And if I eat it, I'll gain weight.
Oh,
that's so true, though. Oh, man. I'd love to go back to the day where you just eat what you want and no consequences.
I've never had that day.
No. Yeah. My wife's like, welcome to what the other half of the world understands from their youth. I always use my manner, somebody says, and say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir to everyone, and I'm 61. The yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, that came up again. I'm introduced to that person. I'm 63. Somebody says I always do it. I've got a listener here who says, I felt grown up when my children were born and little, and now they're late teens, and I feel regression setting in. Right. I think I probably peaked at my sense of adultness when probably 15 years ago,
mm-hmm.
when my kids were in their, you know, 3 to 8 kind of vicinity. Because you're like, yeah, I got 3 kids. I finally made some, you know, built me a house. We're ready. And the more you do that, the less you feel like it at all. Somebody says they thought you were in your 30s the whole time.
I am. I'm just play this role on the radio.
You're just playing the part you're supposed to play.
Yes.
The first time I was called Mr. Henry, it was a surprise to me. I thought that respect was for old men. Now at the age of 80, I'm just glad somebody can say hi to me anymore and be recognized. Being an adult is the freedom to do anything you want to do right after you pay the bills. I'm 54. On the inside, I feel 30 years old and slightly mature. When I look at the mirror in the morning, I just wonder what happened. I get that. And it's more of the, I still feel like I can just go out and play tennis without stretching, and I can go bowl without my wife makes fun of me for stretching. I'm like, yeah, but otherwise I'll pay bad in 3 days. I think we don't act as old as our age as they did back in the 1900s. 1900s. Think about it. Golly. Way to start out sounding good and turn it wrong. Think about Seinfeld, 20-something, and how they acted in that show in the 90s versus Friends, and how they act in the 2000s. We really don't act our age like we used to. Oh, and since we're talking about age and do you feel like an adult yet, this will mess with you, but here we go. New Coke, this day in history. 40 years ago.
No way.
1985.
No.
It was 40 years ago that they tinkered with the Coke.
Oh my gosh.
I know. It's the
next topic should be not do you feel your age, but do you feel old?
No, I'm not talking about that at all.
Because that's a whole other topic.
We're done. We're moving on.
Because when you bring up Madge and Palmolive and two people looking at you like you have no idea what you're talking about, then you start to feel more like old.
Oh, this is, okay, this is great. We have one of the things, okay, this is a great comment. You have to understand about news radio or talk radio that the demographic is usually older. Usually, a talk radio show is like 60 plus is very normal. We have an unusual one because we all think we're young inside and we try to, you know, stay relatively current. We have a lot of ages, you know, 10 through 50, you know, Gen X and young, all of it. And so we try. I'm always surprised when people are like, I love your show, but my 18-year-old loves your show, that kind of stuff. All that in context, this person says, I feel most like an adult when I get made fun of for listening to news and talk radio all day.
Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Good morning, 8:54 here on News Radio 92.3. If you're just joining us, you missed it all. I mean, you know, all day today. We've been talking about the UWF and Joel Rudman and the other nominees to the Board of Trustees. You can catch that on the podcast, newsradio923.com. We had talked about the Gulf of...
Do it. Come on.
It's the Gulf of Mexico. It will always be the Gulf of Mexico. America. You cannot make me change my... things I say because of your silly, ridiculous... Anyway, what else do we have? We have a lot of stuff going on. Real ID is coming. Oh, man, the mayor had talked about this in his press conference, and I guess I had stopped following this because we live in Florida, and so in Florida, we're all good. If you've gotten an ID in Florida, it's Real ID compliant. You got the little gold star, you're a good student.
We're talking about the airport. The real ID requirements are coming up as well, beginning May 7th. TSA will no longer accept state-issued ID cards that are not real ID compliant. So, again, that's coming up on us very soon. I expect that we'll have some bumps in the road with that. Folks thinking they're going to get on a flight and the IDs aren't accepted, please make sure that you check and make sure that your ID is real ID compliant.
Yeah, yeah, do it. I mean, but you probably already have it. John Pickens has got quick traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with an accident that happened on North Fairfield and 61st Avenue. The road is still blocked on Fairfield, so use caution in that area. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, I have saved the weirdest for last. I have the weirdest story for you. This is twins in Australia, maybe 50-year-old women, something in that 60, something in that vicinity, talking to a reporter about their experience of an attempted carjacking with their mother involved. But listen to how these twins talk.
Well, we were in cleaning out birds, and we heard this big bang. We said, oh, no, another car accident. So we drop everything. And we went running out the front. We seen Mum running out from the house up there. And then the other cars were pulling up
and checking to see if the person was okay.
And one guy, he was up there with our Mum. And he went up there and he
was coming back down to walk.
I can't even process what they're saying. I watched this last night. Meg, you're shaking your head vehemently. Yes, it's the weirdest thing.
You've got to pick up the video if you can.
I've got it on my Facebook page. Maybe I'll share it to our page. But it's just...
it's wild.
It's not... you know, completing somebody else's sentences is one thing.
No, this is...
but they are actively thinking the same exact thoughts and...
at the same time and saying the same words. It's wild.
And stepping in for each other and then mimicking each other. And it's almost like the one will correct the other and they accept the correction, but they're both saying it at the same time.
But there's no pause in between. It's like somebody's your own mind in two voices and two bodies.
It's so bizarre.
It's this, and he goes, run. He's got a gun. our heart started to pound. And I said, oh, Mum, where's Mum? Yeah. And poor Mum was stuck up there, but apparently our brave Mum, she goes, are you all right?
Because he had all blood all over his face.
And he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help.
And Mum distracted him to make him look the other way. And he looked the other way. And Mum ran into the bush
behind the fence.
And the
guy goes to her, I'll find you and I'll shoot you.
You can't.
It's not a performance piece.
No, at first I thought it was a joke.
I thought it was too. I thought this is a put on. It's not. And they've, I guess, done other interviews. They're kind of local celebrities for being this different. And they say that not doing it feels weird to them. This is the
norm. They've done it their whole lives.
Right. I mean, do they have individual. Do they go out on solo dates? You know, can they function as individuals, I wonder?
I don't know.
Without the other person mimicking, parroting,
but
interacting.
Even their physicality, when you see
yes,
the video,
yes.
The way they look, their eyes, the way they're thinking. When you look for a thought sometimes in somebody's eye, their eyes will go up at the same time. I mean, it's just
there
weird.
Was every once in a while, there was just a little bit of divergence.
Very.
And when they would, it was an, oh, yeah, that's the way I wanted to say it. You said it the right way.
Right. Yeah. All I was thinking about when we were running, I hope he doesn't fire.
Yeah, we were so blessed.
How close to him do you think you were?
Well, see, he was up there, and we were past our driveway.
So maybe 100 metres.
Yeah. You don't think of all of that at the time. No, you just run for your life.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Run for your life, safety, and then the other one says safety afterwards. Like
they echo each other.
Yeah, when they every once in a while bubble apart a little bit, they are listening to the other person to be corrected back into total unison.
So, I mean, I would try to do that to you. I can't even begin to do it.
And look, if you know somebody long enough, you can complete. You could sort
you
of
could sort
do
of
this,
do this,
but. Killing me. But you don't try to. You don't embrace it. You don't. It's not this.
It's not this.
I just have to say, thank God I'm an only child. That's all. That's all I got.
It's wild. It's a wild video. It's captivating. You can't look away. It's weird and interesting and happy Wednesday.
Local news every hour.
Wednesday, whatever.
Breaking news when it matters most.